Previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
We are the second most popular media family in Chicago behind the Ponce family. Do you know who the Ponces are? That's Phil Ponce and Anthony Ponce and his son.
Yeah, from WTW, yeah.
One of the things that we'd like to talk about on our show is we would like to propose a cage match right here at the Irish American Heritage Center for media title, for most popular media family here in Chicago.
Yeah. I don't know.
Think that our chances are good. I'd have to quit smoking. Those Ponces are in good shape.
Yes, they are. Although we could get some drinks into them right here in the Fifth Province, and it could change the whole dynamic.
That's usually how the Irish do it, isn't
it? Yeah.
Do you know who the Ponces are, guys? Ladies? No. Wow, these Ponces are everywhere.
SBC, welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Yeah. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
And returning after a hiatus.
Just that 1 week, folks.
The greatest human in the world.
He's back.
Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Probably the greatest comeback since Jordan.
It's a big comeback. greatest comeback since Jordan.
God, I didn't even think about it. It's a comeback for
I'm
sure.
I'm back for everyone.
It was the 4th of July. We did the show live last week at the Irish American Heritage Center. Part of a Hibernian Transmedia spectacle.
Extravaganza.
Right.
All three programs that are produced by Hibernian Transmedia.
Heck of a crowd.
Great crowd. Nice people.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Sorry I couldn't be there, fellas.
You know, Clay, that's okay. We understand. Your wife made
you
go to...
I did hear it.
Yeah. Well, I knew that you were going to miss... I get a text message like right before, like an hour before the program, Bill.
Yeah.
It's Clay. I go, hey, you're going to be there 8 p.m. Or I go, 7:30, cool, right? Like right before we're about to go. I get a text... Dude, totally forgot. In Wisconsin.
Yeah. In a different state.
It was like the same kind of text I used to get at Marquette. Like, hey, dude, where are you? Dude, I'm in Austin, Texas right now.
Are you coming to finals?
I saw you.
I'm in L.A. What?
I saw you 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got by without you. It was a fun audience. We did miss your presence, though, so welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you have a nice 4th of July?
It was very nice, and the reason I had to go to Wisconsin was because 2 years ago I ditched out and left Wisconsin to go to the Guns N' Roses
concert. I remember you talking about
and got
this.
In deep trouble. So I am now in the doghouse for a couple years.
Yeah. So now we understand where Clay's life priorities are. Work, Guns N' Roses, Wisconsin, Hooli's Hooli right there at the bottom.
Family's in there too.
Absolutely.
It was nice. A little too buggy for me. Very buggy.
Oh, it was horrible.
It's like
on
being in the jungle.
We were out on 4th of July night over at my buddy...
it ruins the whole experience.
We were over at the Polish...
These bugs. I mean, this Independence Day is so beautiful, and it's ruined by these bugs.
It's
I'm
ridiculous.
Getting bit everywhere. I can't handle it.
They're
it was
hardcore.
Bad. Yeah, we were at my buddy, the Polish Prince, Keith Jaworski's 4th of July
M-80.
Extravaganza.
M-80 Jaworski.
Wait, what was it? 4th of July Extravaganza?
Yeah, every year, man.
Yeah.
It gets pretty incredible.
Backyard fireworks show.
The backyard fireworks show, but man, were those skeeters out, man.
No casualties?
No casualties. We did have, I don't know.
There was an incident?
It hit the house next door and the fence. And
that always happens.
Everybody on the front lawn had to jump back a little bit, but in beautiful Broadview, it was just like another night. You know, sure. For everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. There's people all over the place just cracking.
Oh, it's nuts.
There's stuff exploding all over the place.
All night, too.
All night.
It's the same near my house. It happens in my house in, like, December.
I had a buddy of mine. Actually, my girlfriend's brother-in-law is a former police officer. He used to be in Broadview. And
he's
I asked
supervising
him,
this whole thing.
I was like, what did you guys do on, like, 4th of July night? I'm like, it's unbelievable. It's like Baghdad. Everywhere. And he goes, well, you kind of just sit around in your car and, like, a 7-Eleven parking lot and... if you hear anything that sounds unusual after midnight, chances are it's probably a gunshot then.
Yeah.
But other than that, there really isn't anything you can do because everyone's doing it.
It's hard to pinpoint one deal.
Yeah.
You're right about that, Bill, because I remember growing up when we were kids, like when the guys, and we lived in Elmwood Park at the time, Clay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the guys, I mean, that was a big thing. Backyard fireworks now.
Huge.
Everybody goes to backyard fireworks.
Yep.
You know, it was a guy with he's got a Coke bottle and he's just firing off bottle rockets.
Oh, yeah. There's guys that live near me, they do it all year round.
Thundercats.
It's ridiculous.
You know, firecrackers. Well, you don't see kids. Firecrackers have disappeared for the most part, other than the 4th of July, right? I remember, like, Bart Simpson would have been the type of kid who would have walked around with firecrackers all the time.
But firecrackers were huge when we were...
Yeah, like sixth,
I got these lady fingers.
6th and 7th grade, but guys were walking around with firecrackers in February.
Yeah. Like, I got a brick of Black Cats.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the local...
I remember the big one was the aerial bomb.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They set that off, and it was like... It was nuts.
M80s.
It set off car alarms for like 2 miles.
I got M80s. I got M60s. I got battle rockets. I got Thundercats.
There was tons of those guys.
Oh, absolutely. Remember the guy from The Loop, the big fat guy who did the...
Got pinched.
Boy, he's gotten a lot of celebrity on this show.
Oh, he's an icon. He's a Chicago icon.
He's a firework
He is. He's
advocate.
A Chicago firework icon.
You kind of have an outfit. You have an outfit on right now that looks like someone who would try to deal me some fireworks.
Yeah, you do have a firework salesman outfit on.
You think that my getup right now is firework salesman?
Or stagehand boy.
Yeah, because it's so plain that it's like you're trying to be... inconspicuous, but
Santa Monica Man.
It's beyond that.
It's beyond Santa Monica Man.
Yeah,
this is a black for our radio listeners.
Plain black t-shirt.
With white jeans.
They're not white. They're cream. We've covered this before. They're cream.
They're a form of white.
Yeah. And a pair of desert boots.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what they call these boots. Desert boots. This is very chic. This is,
That's what George Clooney's wearing right now.
Exactly.
Probably.
Well, maybe Jeff Goldblum or someone like that.
Georgie got in a little accident. You hear about that?
I did. He was in a motorcycle.
He's an Irish American. We could talk about him.
Mm-hmm. Sure. He was in a motorcycle accident.
Very unfortunate.
60 miles an hour he was going.
That's nuts.
Yeah. He's lucky he's alive.
He got like T-bone, basically.
I heard he went flying like 25 feet and cracked his head.
Someone ran a light. And it got him. It's horrible.
I'll never get it. I've never been on a motorcycle.
Me either. For that very reason.
I see those guys.
You've never been on a motorcycle?
I shouldn't say that. I got on a buddy of mine's bike after a few drinks, probably about 5 years ago.
That's real smart.
No, I wasn't like, I wasn't riding it. He just was like.
You were just sitting on it.
No, he had just gotten off it, but he had it running in front of the tavern we were hanging out at.
I know what you did.
And I got on, and I burned the side of my leg on the pipe.
I did that, too.
And he's like, what are you doing? That's a rookie mistake, you know, right off the bat. You can't do that stuff.
Yeah.
It was painful. Then I was like, that's it. Never again.
That's a motorcycle riding rookie mistake right off the bat, Billy.
It's funny you say that, because I've been on a motorcycle twice in my life. Both of my uncles, and I did that both times.
Burned your leg?
I was wearing shorts, dude.
Yeah, you're supposed to wear jeans.
It was horrible.
Yeah. But
I think my look tonight is kind of James Dean-ish, not motorcycle riding-ish.
No, it's not bad.
Well, maybe Jimmy Dean the sausage guy.
Sure.
More like.
Why did I poke fun
at
it?
Jimmy Dean, sausage reel, right?
Before he was famous.
What do you think? Acceptable to go do the program like this tonight? Okay.
Love that Jimmy Dean sausage.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 4th of July is, you're right, it's been wrapped up. But what I was saying-
It's over.
Can we get the kids with the fireworks again? Get that going year round. Get these, you know.
Yeah, they're making a comeback. They're getting into it.
Snaps. A buddy of mine had bought a huge like brick of snaps for all the kids. Those are still fun.
Oh yeah,
There used to be. I don't know. You need a little more trajectory on them than you used. You used to be able to just drop them and then go pop.
I always like to kind of whip them down.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
do that as well.
The angry guy.
Yeah,
snapping them.
Angry teenager.
Sure.
He's been outside doing snaps for 14 hours straight.
But you see like a mate, you see like a firefly or...
Hello, whatever. Is your daddy home? I'm Officer O'Reilly. We've heard some disturbance in the backyard. He's outside playing with some snaps. Say what? He's snapping off outside. Say what? I better check this guy out. Can we come in, little Billy? Sure.
Little Billy's always been angry.
Sir, what are you doing? Snapping off! It's the 4th, man!
We got, what's the next holiday? We got Halloween?
I don't know, yeah.
We
got
to plan our shows by the holiday.
Labor Day.
What can we talk about on our next show? What's the following?
No, the next major. Labor doesn't count. It's a joke.
I guess, Halloween.
Then it's downhill from there.
Then it's just...
Back into the holiday season. No, it's not downhill. It's uphill.
You start hearing the Christmas music in like October 15th.
Forget
about Halloween candy. Santa's coming to town.
Do you have a favorite 4th of July song that we had that played over the weekend for you at all?
Oh, man.
I like to hear a lot of Creedence.
We played
I can see that. I can see that.
When we were lighting the fireworks off in beautiful Broadview, we had Beethoven blasting out of his garage.
The 1812 Overture?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Oh,
All right.
It's a good time. You know what? Like fireworks, Beethoven, and bourbon.
You throw a little Madonna on?
I threw a little Papa Don't Preach on and got barefoot in the yard and ran around for a little while. And then I went inside and had some lemonade.
Rub mud on your feet for a little bit?
Rub some mud on my feet. And then right before bed, to settle down after all the excitement, I prepared myself a nice hearty bowl of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Of course you did.
It soothed me.
Aye.
Yeah. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal in the land. More after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
There we are.
Yeah.
That's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
America.
That's American music.
It sure is.
Speaking of Creedence, we've had a friend of ours on this program before. We got to get him back.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel McGinnis.
That's right.
Danny McGinnis. He is the voice of Blue Moon Swamp.
Yeah, and well, it's Creedence Clearwater Revisited
now.
Is the name of the group.
Sure.
And he...
Most of those members.
It's a cover band.
It's minus Fogerty. No, it's the real guys.
Maybe we could hire McGinnis to sing our next 4th of July party.
Oh.
That'd be amazing. I'm sure they have a 4th of July celebration somewhere.
Absolutely. I'm sure he plays a big gig every year. I'll have to ask him. But my 4th of July was nice.
Yep, Pat, you?
Yeah, I didn't do much. I mean, I went by mom and dad's, took my kids over there. Then we went to the fireworks in Forest Park for a minute.
Yeah.
That was that.
How were the fireworks in Forest Park?
I didn't stay for them. I don't like crowds, so I dropped the children with my wife, and they sat there and watched them, and I went home and listened to the other noises in the street while I laid on my couch. They didn't last long. By the time I got home,
yeah,
I'm laying on the couch, and I'm like, this is beautiful. A little peace and quiet, 4th of July, 25 minutes of peace and quiet. And then, boom, the door like kicks in, and yeah. like, it's over. Uh-huh. I was like, what? How'd you get it? Like, I just got home. Like, you mean the fireworks are only like 15 minutes on? They're like, yeah, they don't hang out very long now, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, my 4th was, you know, it was pretty uneventful, really. It was nice and, you know,
okay.
The way I look at it is that if there's no accidents and everyone's fed and happy and
right,
maybe got a little, you know, ran in the water, you know, got wet.
Yeah, wet on the 4th. Yeah. I got wet on the 4th.
Hey, you get wet on this 4th?
I got wet on the 4th.
Gotta get wet.
Yeah,
you know. You gotta get submerged if you can.
That's what Trump says to everybody. On the 4th, I would like all of you to get wet.
Everyone in the White
House,
please.
It's very important. It's very American to get wet.
Show up
to
the meeting on the 4th drenched, if possible.
Now, does wet necessarily mean you have to get in a pool, a lake, or does it mean maybe just getting wet with some beverages?
Oh, it's, you're taking it. See, now you're expounding, Bill. Like,
you could do both. You're really dangerous.
Somebody be out there and be like, Trump told me to get wet. And I got wet.
I got a DUI an hour later.
And I got a DUI an hour later.
It's Trump's
fault. How American
fault.
Is that?
That is a weird thing.
Trump, help!
You say that to the police officer, sure. Why are you so gassed in driving your car? Mr. President told me to get wet.
President Trump told me to get wet.
That's what I did.
Can I go now?
Yeah.
Serving the country by getting wet.
I'm following orders, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the president.
I haven't been in a pool this summer.
No?
No, not yet.
I visited one on Sunday.
I don't know if I've been in a pool. Have I been in a pool? Yeah, I was in a pool.
Let me think about that.
I was in a pool in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Back at my old haunts on Sunday. The old Forest Park public pool.
Were you?
Yeah.
Went there nothing on Sunday. Nothing like a public pool.
It's a beautiful my thing. Buddy Maddox went over there and took a dip in the pool with my friend Mike Stager and his daughter Hillary. A little shout out to Mike there.
Yes.
No, did you go down the slide, Bill?
We did. We went down twice. I lost. Maddox beat me. Well, there's two different like.
Oh, you race.
Yeah, we race.
That's taking it to.
But the one
level.
That has the enclosed tube
is the quicker
it's
one.
It's faster.
Yeah. No wind resistance.
I lost both times, but I'm willing to try it again.
Maybe I'll race you over there.
Why not? I'll put some butter. I bet you if I put like butter.
Lube your whole body in butter to show up.
Yeah, I didn't
for the race.
Just put a ton of baby oil on and fly down that baby if it's possible.
You do baby oil, I'll do butter. It'll be like
did you just say that you want to lather your body in baby oil at the Forest Park pool and go down the water slide?
Strictly for a race advantage.
For a racing advantage.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is weird.
Hey, honey, do we have any baby oil? I want to beat the kids really badly at this water slide competition today. It's over at the Forest Park pool. Will you wipe me down a little bit with some of this oil? I want to get slick for this.
I'm gonna line Bill's slide with sandpaper, slow him down a little bit. Go over there the night before.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sand and baby oil, they go together, I guess, a little bit. Oh. But
what? How are the lifeguards treat you when you go over to the pool there?
My friend Mike's son Chris is a lifeguard there.
Oh,
so
nice.
You get your juiced in.
Yeah, we're juiced in. We know his daughter works. His daughter works.
So
the concession
he's like, no
stand.
Problem. Get yourself all slicked up.
I'll save you first if it's between you and someone else.
They did blow the whistle at like 10 to 5 on Sunday, and they're like,
is
that's
that
it. It's like
that
everybody's
means everybody
out. It's gone. But then,
what if you stay in? What's gonna happen?
You can stay in the pool if you're over 18.
What if you refuse to leave at all ever? Can they send you to jail?
Yeah, I suppose they probably could. I don't know. There's something got to be some sort of a ticketing
you
offense.
You should find out.
Or banning from the pool. I don't want to get banned from the pool.
Nah.
No,
that would
be
bad. I have the Norwood Park pool a block away from my house. I got to get over there.
Yeah.
That opens late, though. They wait until the Chicago Public Schools are out of school before they open the pool.
Oh, I see. That makes
sense. So it opens late. Mm. But I was in the lake a lot. Lake life, you know?
You like lake water.
I do like this lake. I do like Lake Geneva. I don't like because it's too rough and it's too seaweedy.
Yeah.
Lake Power is where I go. It was really nice. You could walk for a long period of time before it gets deep, so you could be out far
and still be
up to your knees or waist.
Yeah,
which is nice for the little kids.
Yeah.
And then we went out in the middle and jumped off the boat, which is a little more adventurous. But the boys were doing it too. They're good swimmers.
Are they learning how to swim? What are they wearing? Floaties?
They got wings on. Yeah, they got everything on. They're good to go.
You gotta be safe. I used to hate the wings.
You gotta be safe in the water.
Remember that? Getting your mommy putting the, you know, the.
Now it's like an apparatus. We had it easy where you hit the single wing.
Just slide the wings on.
Yeah. This now it's like it's got a front padding and it's one piece for both arms.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then you buckle it in the back. It's hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking wings.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. It's been a lot of talk about swimming and
not to hit TV show wet. Wings.
No, hey, not the going, TV show. It is the time of year where people do go a lot of vacationing. You're going on a road trip this weekend, I understand.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm dropping my daughter at camp.
Where's camp?
It's right near Minocqua, Wisconsin. It's about 6 hours from here, up in the North Woods.
Are you going to go to the Brat place?
I don't think so.
Don't.
I don't think so. I'm going to go to a 7-Eleven and get like a piece of sausage.
Yeah, you got your... No way.
Yeah.
Your 7-Eleven that you're in love with up there. Your Northwood 7-Eleven.
I remember you.
That's right. We talked about this previously about a year ago. They do have beautiful convenience stores in Wisconsin. Like on the way... Like they have lots of meat options at these stores. Uh-huh. That was the greatest convenience store I'd ever been to.
Was that a 7-Eleven?
No. It was, you know, it was like a mom and pa convenience store.
You should go back to that. You can find it.
It might be called Mom Pa's. Ma Pa's.
No way.
Convenience store.
Ma Pa's.
I don't know. I'm sure I can find it. Can you imagine me going 70 miles an hour down, you know, on the way up to Wisconsin and just slamming on the brakes and go, that's the convenience store.
Don't speed. They'll get you.
Right. We're going to drop my daughter up at camp. She's going for a month.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
She wanted to do a month.
30 whole days.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a long time for a kid, for an 8-year-old kid.
That's a long time.
She's going to have her birthday while she's there.
Wow. That would be a long time for me. It would be a really relaxing, though.
To be gone off the grid for a month?
Bring it on.
She must just be like, to you and Haley, like, see you later.
I think she's really excited about it because this summer's, you know, she's been home a month. We haven't done a lot. Mm-hmm. So she's super excited to get it. She's going to swimming lessons and stuff every day, but she really wants to go do some, you know, outward bound kind of stuff.
She'll come back and then go back to school, essentially.
Pretty much.
That's nice for you, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, you know, it is nice.
You can build your...
My little guy's going to miss her, you know? I know he's going to miss her. He's gonna love it for a little while, and then he's going to be like, where's Charlotte?
This is a prime opportunity to... take the boys to a Sox game possibly while Charlotte's gone.
Oh, I'll be doing a lot of one-on-one bonding.
We should do family time.
We should.
Boys' day.
Hey, you want to do a boys' day? Doing this weekend. Get the boys out. We're gonna go fire some guns.
Oh yeah.
See some football.
Bottle rocket, burning candles.
Take him to Hooters.
Hit some mailboxes with some baseball bats.
I went to Hooters.
Actually, how is that film not been made?
I went to Hooters on Sunday.
How's that film not been made?
What, Boys?
Boys Day, where it's about, like, you know, a couple of goofball dads.
Boys Day.
Yeah, that movie has. That's how you said
it. Well, that movie has been made.
Yeah, it is.
It's on the Vivid box somewhere.
It's in the Vivid catalog.
Yeah.
Matt, did the Vivid catalog come last week?
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to see that Boys Day.
There could be, it's an easy Hollywood comedy, Boys Day, about a bunch of sort of, you know, bro-ish dads that take their sons.
It's a buddy movie.
Yeah, it's a road trip movie where like two dads take their sons on like a weird road trip.
No, it's Putin, Trump, Seagal, and Van Damme.
And Kim Jong-il.
Who's in Boys Day? Putin, Trump, Seagal, Van Damme. Sold. Can we put it on Showtime?
Absolutely sold.
Yeah, it is. What was it called? Boys Day.
Seagal.
Throw him
in
like
Day.
A 1985 Volvo.
Right.
It's Seagal and Van Damme arguing with each other.
Ice cold shotgun.
Yeah.
No, Vlad, you
what
didn't.
Is their mission? Like, what is the storyline behind?
To have fun.
The mission is to have fun.
They get to bring one kid each.
That's the tagline of the movie. Boys Day, have fun.
What, the mission? Having fun.
The mission, having fun on the poster.
Operation Boys Day. Boys Day.
Operation Boys Day. Even
the
better.
The mission?
Operation.
To have fun.
So, right. What happens? God, there's like scenes.
There's hijinks.
There's like scenes in grocery stores where Seagal's punching through watermelons.
Yeah,
and like,
Putin sits at a cactus somehow, you know? Yeah. It's real hilarious.
And, you know.
So they're going on a road trip. We got to decide where they're going. We got to write the film right now.
Well, they're going. Yeah.
We got a lot of time
to kill.
They're
going to a camp similar to Charlotte's.
Okay, that works.
To drop off their kids.
To drop their. Oh, so it, wait, it's Putin, Seagal, Van Damme. Who else is in Boys Day?
Trump.
Oh, and Trump.
What about Kim?
And they're
Jong?
All bringing their children to a. Their boys, their sons.
Yes.
To a camp.
Yep.
In the North Woods.
And they find that they're all kids at heart.
And they find they're all kids at heart, too.
And they end up staying at the camp, and they all participate in sack races and all this, and they get gold medals. It's amazing.
They find a genealogist and realize that they're all related somehow.
That's creepy.
I don't know, but Bill goes off. What about genealogy? That's a hot topic. Throw that in there, too.
I know. We've talked about it a few weeks ago.
No, we're scratching that idea. Okay. We're sticking with my
Are they on a van? Do they have a Lamborghini?
They're crammed in like a brown Volvo.
That's a big brown Volvo. That's got like 12
people.
That's
a big brown Volvo. It was Trump's opening line.
Putin pulls up in it. Trump goes, "It's a big brown Volvo." Putin goes, "I know."
Putin's got techno music blasting.
A Happy Madison production?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sure. I would love that for sure. Yeah. Sandler.
Let's write it. Let's put it. It's already in.
Sandler's behind it.
I was listening to old episodes of ours pretty much all week. And man, we got some good pilots. In the brewing,
we do it. In the Hoolies Hoolie production realm of things, we do have some wacky ideas.
Well, let's add this one.
Boys Day, Putin, Seagal,
Van Damme,
yeah,
and
Don Trump
and Donald Trump.
He goes. His screen name is Don Trump for this one.
Right, credited as Don Trump. I want to be Donald Trump is president. Don Trump is the actor.
He's a hilarious actor.
He's a comedian.
Man. Yeah, they're all wearing Hawaiian shirts.
You know, I'm sure there's also, we're all wearing Hawaiian shirts on this movie.
It's going to be real low budge.
Can you imagine Putin getting fitted for his Hawaiian shirt?
This does not make me look strong.
I want, please, I would like the shirt tighter so my biceps show a little bit. I don't, Seagal.
Yeah, I want to wear it real tight, real tighter.
Seagal has a Hawaiian kimono on. He's wearing a kimono at the camp. Do they do archery? Putin's very good at archery.
Oh, yeah. They're real good at archery.
He's like, watch this. Bullseye, 400 yards.
Van Damme's constantly doing the splits between two trees.
Trump's like, what a show off this Van Damme.
The splits again. Unbelievable.
Is there a villain?
Trump can do a trick with his Zippo. That's his thing.
Kim Jong-un's the villain. He's like the mean.
Oh, Kim Jong is the
villain.
He's
the mean camp counselor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's the mean camp counselor that they're taking their kids to go to the camp?
Yeah, but he's stealing their wallets or something.
He's giving them communist ideas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Putin would be doing the same.
But Kim Jong-un's character, it's not his voice. He actually has a southern voiceover for the film.
He runs the rival camp. Putin runs the rival camp? No. Oh, Kim Jong-un runs the rival camp.
Mike, there you go. I like that.
Mike is our writing assistant tonight. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to throw a southern accent on Un.
You want... casting director. Well, one of the things we're going to do for Kim Jong's part is he's not going to speak Korean at all. Yeah, we're going to have we're going to have an American southern voiceover overdub on that, on everything he says. Exactly. So Kim Jong just, you know... Who's the southern
Jeff
actor?
Jeff Foxworthy is
Jeff
the voice
Foxworthy
of Kim
will
Jong-il.
Be doing the voice of
no,
Kim
No, Alan Jackson.
Oh, Alan Jackson.
We need a deep voice.
Willie Nelson.
Let's go ahead and raid that camp next to ours. ASAP, boys. Load up them water balloons.
Oh, man.
Boy, that is a weird, weird concept. I can't...
It's pretty much written and it's been produced already.
No,
you
it
know
hasn't.
What? I was looking at you.
In my mind,
we were speaking. We were talking about Kim Jong there.
Yeah, Kimmy.
A couple episodes ago, we talked about Orlando police sideburns. I believe they were.
Oh yeah, he's taking it to
him. He's
a new
got
level.
Him.
Well, he's got him. Like, no, he's like
he does.
Yeah, I mean, times a thousand.
He has. Wait, he has.
He has Orlando police officer hair. It's circa 1990. But
yeah,
no, he's got Un hair. He's got his own hair.
Un.
That's like a family tradition to have that ridiculous haircut.
Can I have the un, please?
Give me the un.
Do you think Trump said that to him? He goes, you have 1990s Orlando cop hair.
Haven't you ever seen cops?
Kim Jong, yeah. I like your haircut. It's very 1990s Orlando police officer.
It's very 1990s Orlando.
Very 90s Orlando. Orlando was great in the 90s. Huge, beautiful. Really, really.
Shaq, Penny Hardaway. The whole town was buzzing.
Disney, stuff like that. I mean, real, real, real nice. Yeah. Big, Orlando.
Universal Studios.
You have an
a complex. You go see Jaws.
Kim Jong. I love your Orlando cut.
Kim Jong, you want to see Jaws with me? No, not the movie. The Orlando Universal Studios exhibit.
Sure, why not? That's what Kim Jong says. Sure, why not?
Sure. Yeah, he's got a Russian accent.
Do you like dolphins?
Have you ever heard of Kirby?
Hey, Kim Jong, you like dolphins?
Have you ever heard of Kirby the Dolphin?
Who's Kirby the Dolphin?
The dolphin that Mick and Keith took to Studio 54.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
How could you forget?
That was in a prior episode. I forgot that Mick... for our radio listeners, in case many of you don't know, there is a folklore story out there that Keith Richards and Mick Jagger smuggled a dolphin named Kirby into the back of Studio 54 in the late 70s.
And later, the dolphin lost its life later that night.
It did. It lost its life.
In David Geffen's bathtub, I believe?
Yeah, it was in David Geffen's bathtub.
That's tragic.
That's crazy.
Rest in peace, Kirby.
Now that is true.
A story like that's got to be true.
There's nothing fake about that story.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's another pilot of ours that we haven't developed
fully. What, the David?
Kirby and the Stones.
Kirby and the Stones. Well. in open E. Because all Keith Richards' music is kind of an open E.
Oh, yeah. God bless the Stones.
Yeah.
This holiday season.
God bless the Stones. This holiday independence season.
Yeah, it is. We haven't done the holiday season thing in a while.
No, because it hasn't.
It really hasn't
been.
Yeah, we just now we're
getting back into it. I'm telling you. Before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. My kid is already asking me, telling me Christmas present ideas.
Really,
dude? But there's no snow. You got to wait till it snows.
Yeah. I wonder. I don't even know.
Wait till December 1st, and then start bugging me
about Christmas. My son.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
My son Mikey wakes up just about every day now and goes, "Is it my birthday?"
You should be like, yes.
When's my birthday?
Every day.
I want that kind of ignorance to not know my birthday.
Oh, it'd be great.
It is. Can I just have that again?
Just make up a new birthday.
Although I should be careful about what I wish for, you know? I'm like, can I just start forgetting everything? That would be great.
If you could pick a new birthday, well, when would it be?
If you could pick a new birthday, when would it be? That's an interesting thought.
I really love where mine lies.
Yours is nice. Yours has a nice ring to it.
I might take a fall birthday.
Ooh, you know? Billy likes the leaves falling.
Yeah.
I would like to take some analytics together in a spreadsheet and find out which month the most successful people have been born in.
You're such a millennial.
On
right
what
now.
Date they've been born on and how much money those people have made. And I go, I'd like that day.
That's too much research.
Yeah, that's the way the world
that's
is headed.
That's what happens when you put on a black hemp t-shirt.
I get this is not hemp. This is cotton.
You're Steve Jobs now.
I am.
You're talking like
Jobs.
Algorithms.
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm talking about life.
I do
algorithms.
New Year's Day. Fresh start. Boom. Every year.
That's a weird question. They might ask you something like that at Apple in the middle of an interview. And finally, we see here your birthday is March 15th. If you could pick any other day in the world to be your birthday, what would it be and why?
Yeah. There are like 50 people behind a two-sided mirror staring at you like...
It's like...
If he says June, we have to...
No, you just casually take a pause, look at your phone, do a very small calculation on it, and then show him a picture, a poster of the day that Boy's Day comes out. poster?
You show him, you show him the movie
it
trailer.
It comes out what date? That date? I want that to be my birthday.
Uh-huh.
No, you find out their birthday and you say that back to him.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah,
right.
Creep them out.
You just reminded me of the scene actually in Ghostbusters, right at the beginning, where Bill Murray's, you know, the guy's like, "Can you tell me what's on this card?"
Guy
goes, "Couple of wavy lines." You know, he goes, "Sorry, this isn't your lucky day."
Mm-hmm.
That could be a scenario like that.
I've
like
been off
picking the wrong birthday.
That's the new. Yeah, that's job interviews are going to come to that sooner or later.
Yeah,
I've been off Ghostbusters for a while. That hasn't been in my house lately.
No, I heard a couple episodes ago, and
now we're off. Jurassic's kind of done. Now we're on to E.T. now.
E.T.'s quality.
Yeah.
I like E.T.
Jurassic World is out now.
Saw it in the theater.
Good?
Not as good as the second one.
Funny, not you bring, as good as the second one. See, no. We're talking about Spielberg now. I did watch some Indiana Jones films on the 4th of July.
John Williams theater.
Mm-hmm. Score.
Scores, yes.
Yeah. My kids, when I was a kid, I was like enthralled by Indiana Jones. Like, couldn't take my eyes off the screen. My kids could have like zero interest
in
it.
Mine too. They don't care.
I was like, wait, the guy's face is about to melt off. You're going
to
love this.
I tried to do that, Indiana Jones, and they lost interest immediately. And I tried to do Babe, Pig in the City.
You did?
Yeah.
That's quite a turn right there.
They didn't like that either.
The thing about Indiana Jones is like, it's hard for a kid to try to understand
archaeology.
Well, that, who Nazis are, with the what do you call it now? I can't believe I'm drawing a blank here.
The
bad guys.
No, the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah. You're a lapsed Catholic.
I'm a good Catholic. I couldn't believe I just the Holy Grail.
That should be on the tip of your tongue all the time.
Right.
What are they searching for now? What's if we could write the next Indiana Jones?
Lost iPad.
The first iPad
ever, you know?
iPad with a treasure map on it.
It's like a Jobs is like...
That leads to another iPad.
Jobs buried it somewhere.
Evil tech millionaires are the Nazis, huh? Is that what's...
Apple B.
Yeah. Apple are.
No.
Apple versus IBM.
No. It's a new company. It's called something... I don't know what you call it. Syntax is the evil party in the film.
Syntax.
You can't even. I don't want to associate anybody with atrocious things that those people.
No. Come on, not in this day and age. No one would ever do that.
Hey, you know what's coming
up?
Yes,
they would.
You know what's coming up this upcoming weekend, which is always a big deal here in Chicagoland?
What's that, Bill?
The Forest Park No Gloves 16-inch National Tournament.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What kind of food are they serving at that?
Oh, man. There's all kinds of stuff all day long. It's usually a good time.
Thanks, Bill. All kinds of stuff. That really helps.
Burgers, hot dogs, brats, ribs.
You get excited for this. I don't care about it
at all.
Can
I get truffles?
Really?
No.
It's a big deal. There's so many people that go to it. It's a lot of fun.
Do you play in it?
No, I'll be bartending that evening.
Is there a pastrami? Is there a pastrami?
No, there's no pastrami.
I'm not going.
No. Lots of Miller Lite, though. Lots of Miller Lite.
Yeah, lots of beer.
I got something better going on this weekend than that.
Oh, yeah? You top that, Top Cat? What do you got?
I'm driving to Union, Illinois.
Where's that? Where's Union, Illinois?
It's in the boondocks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The boondocks of Illinois?
We're going to the Illinois Railway Museum for Thomas the Train. Oh! He's going to be there live.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds awful.
Are you driving? Are you staying overnight?
I'm staying at my farm probably, which is about 10 minutes away.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So we're going to go see Thomas. He's going to toot his horn for us.
Now are you taking all
and
the
how
kids?
Long you're taking? Is your wife
I'm
going?
Taking the boys? I don't think I'm taking. Maybe everybody. Why not? Throw them all in.
A boys'
Everybody's
day.
Everybody's in.
Yeah. Boys' day.
Yeah.
That's where Trump and Putin and all those guys are going. They're going to see. They're going to see Thomas the Train.
They're in search of Thomas the Train.
When we find Thomas Train, I'm leaving you all.
Me and Thomas are running away together.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I think that'll be better than the 16-inch softball tournament.
Are there any? You know,
I don't know. No, I mean
they should televise that, so I don't gotta go there.
They used to televise it. I thought the 16-inch tournament. It's a big deal for like a lot of. I never got into the softball thing in Chicago. I played a couple years and then kind of bounced out of it. But it is a religion here in the city.
I never played it.
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't talk smack about it. As a bartender, though, it reaped riches on me when those guys would come in after their ball games. So
I don't know why I never got into it. I just
a ton of fun.
Yeah, you were into it pretty heavy, Bill. You played a few, like 4 or 5 years, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't that good. I couldn't play it like I couldn't play how those guys play in Forest Park. Those guys are studs. They're really good.
They're way into it. They're like they practice.
Oh, they like play in like five. No they, those guys. Yeah, I don't know where the these guys find the time. I'm like, how do you get off of work and get to these fields by like 6:30? I'm like, they must just go to work, have their equipment in the car, and as soon as they're done with work, it's like right to the field, stretching.
Changed.
But it's like every night.
Throw a dip
practicing.
In.
You know, it's like, I'm sure there's all kinds of women who have
go
to
go to the cages. We're going to the cages.
I'm sure there's all kinds of women who are
honey,
just like,
I can't make dinner. I'm going to the cages.
Yeah,
honey,
my
husband, cages with Derek.
I'm sure there's all kinds of women. Like, my husband is non-existent.
Yeah, I'm sure.
After 5 o'clock in the summers,
but if you bring home the winning trophy, it's all worth it.
I guess so. Well, there's a money prize. These guys.
Oh, there is,
there
a, money
is a money prize.
Is it $100 million?
No, it's a few grand. But they split it. It's, you know, it's
no,
just
they
fun.
Like it. They all
yeah.
Have
there's
a
lot
time.
Of camaraderie, and these guys take a lot of pride in it. The big guy, Tim Maher, who's been on the Skinny and Hooley show, he wrote a book all about the 16-inch no gloves national tournament and the Hall of Fame.
That exists right there in Forest
yeah,
Park.
Yeah, it's right there in Forest Park. So it's
quite a complex.
It's a pretty cool place to check out, and
it is cool to go check out.
It's a famous Chicago history.
Who's like the Babe Ruth of Chicago softball?
That's a good question, Clay.
It's in the book. There's a guy named, I think a lot of people would, some people might argue.
I'm not going to believe a word
Tim,
of this.
I read part of the book. There's a guy named Johnny Kelleher, an Irishman, who is considered one of the greatest of all time. He's all over this book that I've read. He's considered one of the best players from, I think they said from the late 70s all the way into the early 90s.
He probably looked amazing.
But he's considered.
It's
one
interesting
of the best
though. You see those 16-inch softball legends. Some of those guys just look like, you know, like ripped UPS drivers. You know, like those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then other guys look like they've been smoking heaters all day.
And they're good.
And they're
some of the guys
amazing.
Look like, they look like Chum Lee.
Who's yeah. Chum Lee?
I don't know, some big
oh, the guy, the big that guy on Pawn Stars. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do look like Chum Lee.
I thought Chum Lee was the bad guy in.
That's Chong Lee from Bloodsport.
Yeah, man.
No, that would be intimidating.
That's yeah. Chung Lee, Chung, I think.
Yeah. If that guy stepped up to the plate, it'd be something to see.
Now batting the bad guy from Bloodsport. Make sure your fingers are taped, boys. He really specs the ball hard. Unbelievable.
They call the tournament the Kumite.
It's right. The final game.
Yeah. 16-inch Kumite softball championship.
All the bases are on fire.
Right. Jean-Claude Van Damme pitching.
God bless.
You know, he's just doing the
he
splits in the outfield.
I pitch with my feet.
Yeah.
I pitch with my feet.
I pitch with my feet.
Speaking of Jean-Claude, his Frenchmen are in the World Cup final, huh?
You know what? I watched that game today. It was pretty nuts. That England-Croatia I'm talking about. Yeah. But yes, Bill, they are.
Yeah. I haven't watched a lick of the World Cup.
It's been really good.
Who's winning? Who's winning?
The Bears.
I haven't watched much World Cup. Who's winning? Fair question.
Croatia won today against England 2-1.
Croatia's in the final game, the championship game
against
France.
Yeah.
First time Croatia's ever been in the history of the country.
France hasn't won since what, 98, I think it was, or something like that.
Something like that. Croatia's, I think, the smallest country ever to be in it.
I'm rooting for Croatia, though.
Of course.
Oh, so
Tony Kukoc, come on.
Absolutely.
Come on, Tony Kukoc, Croatia, man.
It's my only contact.
I'm rooting for him for all my buddies that I went to Carmel with. Some of those fine Croatians from the east side. I'm rooting for your boys now.
That's right.
They pulled off a shocker versus England today. I mean, England's team is made up of all like those English Premier guys, and like they're the best players in the world, supposedly.
Yeah, and they scored first, I believe, England
did,
right?
Yeah,
what was the final of the game? See, I go, who's winning? I'm a little bit.
Croatia scored in the final minute of play to win.
Okay. No, they scored in the final minute of overtime.
Oh,
so
okay.
In the 124th minute, which is the usual game is 90 minutes, and then there's 30 minutes of overtime.
I was in an account where there was a Korean gentleman who, in the middle of my pitch, he just went, oh, and I couldn't see that he had the television on behind the counter while he was watching.
I could hear people.
Like, what is this guy?
So he heard nothing what you were saying to him the entire time.
No, like, I was you like, should get Jack Daniels. I'm like, the special on Jack Daniels this month is the half gallons at this price. He was like, and I was like, does that mean you want to buy some?
No.
And he was like, no, Croatia just scored. You know, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Everyone likes to see England lose. England's like the kind of like the Yankees. Of,
I guess, yeah. Yeah. You
know, of soccer, football.
Yeah, because they make the most money, those guys and all that.
Yeah.
They spend it, you know, wisely, of course.
Right.
You have chosen wisely. That's the. Do you know who that is?
I do know who that
the
is.
The knight in.
You have chosen wisely. Imagine him doing that the night before in the room, practicing that. It's the knight from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Because I did when Indiana gets his hand.
Indy.
When
Indy.
Yeah. He gets his hand on. That's the cup of a carpenter. Right?
That was my least favorite of that.
But then the Nazi melts after he tries to take
a
swig.
That's Raiders.
No.
Nope.
No.
That there's happens again?
Yeah. There's a lot. Nazis always melt in the Indiana Jones films.
All right, bring in the melting Nazi.
Hey, what's the what are the odds on any of these Nazis in this movie melting by the end of it? Yeah. Hey, I'd say about 60-40.
I played a melting Nazi in Raiders. I haven't worked since.
Oh, that's the guy's at Santa Monica guy's house. Hey, you have a nice shirt on, some khakis. How do I know you? Yeah. I played the melting Nazi in Last Crusade. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just did a Cialis commercial last
week. Saying you have chosen wisely?
You have chosen wisely.
But you were talking about the guy rehearsing it.
I said, can you imagine that guy in his room the night before he was going in to film that?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. He said that 1,000 times.
He's walking around the apartment. He's just saying it hundreds of times. You have chosen wisely. Oh. You have chosen wisely.
What a horrible feeling that
you
is.
You have chosen wisely.
Well,
wisely.
I loved him. I thought he was great in the movie.
He was. He was amazing.
Yeah.
I got to find out who that actor's name is after this break.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
And we're back. Holy's really f-
Ooh. You like that?
Yes.
What was that? Was that the chewing?
I thought a gerium flew across the studio for a moment.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of them geriums. We're back. Final hour. If you haven't heard of
final hour,
final 10 minutes, 20 minutes here.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, it's been exhausting talking about all the 4th of July stuff. You know?
It's over.
Very prepared episode. We were talking, you have chosen wisely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mike was so kind to find out the name of the actor for us. His name is Robert Edison.
Oh, and? Wow.
He was born in Yokohama, Japan in 1908. Robert Ledham Edison.
He's long gone, huh?
No, there's not much on his filmography, though.
And he was born in Japan, huh? Interesting, considering he wasn't of Japanese heritage.
Is he 110?
I don't know. He was the chalice keeper, which is that's all you
find, huh? What a legacy, huh?
Yep.
Hey, you're the chalice keeper, aren't you?
He probably survived like two wars. You're the guy with the chalice in the movie, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. At the end of his life, people are walking down the street in London, Florida.
London, Florida. Uh-huh. Beautiful place. Yeah.
Where'd you grow up? I'm from London. No, London, Florida.
Yeah.
You ever see that Last Crusade film? You know the chalice keeper guy? You know the guy who goes, you've chosen wisely? He's from London, Florida.
We're both from there.
We're both from there. His name's Richard Edison. Claim to fame, London, Florida, dude.
Yeah.
Robert Edison, sorry, man.
Here, you want to buy some fireworks?
Yeah.
You like fireworks?
Like aerial bombs?
You have chosen wisely.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
Wouldn't it be funny if Trump was just roaming around the White House seeing that all day?
You've chosen wisely.
No, he gives his speech, and then the Secret Service guy is like right next to him, and Trump's just murmuring to himself, "You've chosen wisely. You've chosen wisely."
You think Trump ever like just wanders?
Guy goes, "Mr. President, what do you mean you've chosen wisely? What are you talking about? I watched Crusade, Chalice Keeper guy last night.
I watched the third Indiana Jones. Oh,
that Indy Jones. I'm gonna hire him."
And he walks by him and like pops an old like quarter pounder in the microwave. It's 30.
Oh man, speaking of that, have you had a microwaved, like a re-microwaved?
Yes.
Mickey D's or BK?
No. I went to Burger King actually, now that you say it, last night.
I've been to the King.
And I picked up
in the last couple weeks.
Off their dollar menu, I picked up they have a, you know, I'll tell you one thing. Wendy's, you screwed up getting rid of the spicy chicken nuggets on the
kids' meal.
We've talked
about this.
All right. Burger King.
Get over it.
Burger King Burger King has a spicy chicken junior sandwich for $1.
So get that and then chop it up into little nugget-sized pieces.
It. But I bought four cheeseburgers, two of those, and then an onion ring.
Ooh, you bought four cheeseburgers? That's a normal fast food order. What are you having? Oh, it's $1? Oh, four cheeseburgers, two spicy chickens, and six onion rings.
I wanted, you know, kind of just to float around and see where my hunger took me.
And then you have, I wanted to float around. That's what Trump says. No. I want to float around and see where my hunger takes me. Now, when I tell you to order off the menu, order wisely.
Yeah. He's on a hoverboard.
I'll tell you what isn't wise. Reheating one of those spicy chicken sandwiches or one of those burgers after it's like, ugh. I was driving to work this morning and my girlfriend had to go to an event at her second job.
Okay, fine.
She was in kind of a rush and she's like, hey, I think I'm going to heat up that
famous
spicy chicken
words.
Sandwich that's in the fridge
that's
for
what
just
Elvis
a little breakfast.
Said
and I was like, boy, I hope you live, man.
I tried it the other day. I tried to reheat a Whopper. It didn't work in my favor.
I can't reheat a cheeseburger. Even if you make it on the grill and you try and reheat it, it's like it's off.
That I can do.
It gets that radiation scent.
The radiation scent.
You know what? Me and my wife watched this documentary the other night, basically on food. It's like on...
Yeah.
And it's all just a big lie. Everything's a lie. Everything you read, like reduced fat, all that stuff,
it's
a lie.
Yeah, just work out.
It's just a lie.
Just stay in shape and work out. Drink lots of water.
You're not supposed to eat anything except what basically, like, cavemen used to eat.
Yeah. I'm looking it up
vegetables,
right now.
Vegetables. Meat, nuts.
Check it out right here.
Fruit.
You can,
that's it.
You can Google this. Someone made this.
The keto... What's it called? The ketogenic?
Well,
Anyone?
How long can you keep a McDonald's cheeseburger in the fridge?
Now, 35 years.
Hold on. Let's see what it says. 3 to 4 days. It says, the bun, if refrigerated, should be fine for that amount of time. So to finish the answer, you can reheat it, but only if you do it the way I mentioned. Oh, this is a much longer post than I thought. It's on Quora. It says, how long can I keep a Big Mac in my fridge before eating it? Before eating it? Hold on, here we go. We got to get this full down here.
Patty reads from the internet.
Mika Luster answered this question. Okay.
Mika?
Yeah, his name, Mika Luster. It's a guy with a beard.
Oh,
there's a lot of people with a lot of time on their
hands.
I'll
tell you who would tell us about reheating it.
Oh, no, here we go. Cody Dostal, former department manager in training at McDonald's from 2013 to 2017. She answered this question 2 years ago. Well, look at it differently in a different way. Jonas made a good point. You can't reheat it, at least not how we make it. if you really can't eat the Big Mac that's sitting and you know it beforehand, ask us to make it special.
Oh,
what?
So if you go to Mickey D's and you say, I'm not going to eat it right away, can I have it special? That's something great right there.
So wait, so
why isn't that being marketed by McDonald's?
So at McDonald's, if they go to McDonald's University, they learn this there.
I'm gonna read on for a minute.
Yeah.
Ask for the meat to be placed in a 6-nugget box.
This is gross.
The shredded lettuce in a 10-nugget box. The bun in a Big Mac box.
What?
The Mac sauce in a side cup for sauce. Onions also in that same kind of cup, but a separate one. Pickles also in a side cup, but a separate one.
This doesn't take rocket science to figure this out.
Or simply ask us to separate all the ingredients so you can build it yourself.
That's insane.
I'll tell you what. You go to a McDonald's at 79th and Stony, good luck.
We should have no issue doing that, and we'll likely follow the way I mentioned.
You think Gorski's ever constructed his own? The Big Mac champion?
Gorski, the Big Mac champ. Yeah, that's a good question.
That's interesting. I wonder if he bought...
That's probably like against the rules.
It's got to be against the rules. You can't break records on Big Mac eating by just ordering lots of Big Mac ingredients to your house. You got to go get the...
You got to get the sandwich prepared.
You got to get it prepared.
The diet I'm talking about, this is what you're allowed to eat. Meats, fish, beef, lamb, poultry, eggs, greens, dairy, seeds, berries. That's it.
This guy has a great response to her response. He goes, actually, if you truly did that, you could eat it many weeks later. Probably, yeah, did you ever, there was a guy who said he like wrapped a McDonald's cheeseburger and like found it in the bottom of a drawer like 15 years later.
And ate it.
And it was like perfectly, like nothing had decomposed on it.
Yeah,
like,
there's tons of those little
those theories.
Yeah. I found a taco from 1961 from Taco Bell. Perfect shape.
Untouched.
Well, yeah. Chris, we had this conversation with Chris, Chris Vaccaro.
We did, from Mr. Beef.
Yeah, remember he was telling us about how Keith Richards sent him the beef that he had to have.
That had a time limit on it, though.
It did. Yeah.
But if you would have done that with McDonald's,
you had to put epoxy on it.
You got to. Oh, but I'm talking about putting epoxy on the food bill. I'm talking about if you just left it in a drawer for 30 years, you could come back to it.
If Keith had done that with McDonald's ingredients, you could have just simply hang it on your wall.
Right.
And it would not change for many, many years.
Yeah. Well.
Boy. Well, if you've enjoyed the last hour of these ramblings, you can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli at freecraic.com, or you can search for us on iTunes. If you search for Free Crack there, CRAIC, and then you'll find the Hooli's Hooli. Show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia.
Yeah.
Stick around for the program following this one. That's the Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. Yeah. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night.
Yeah.
And that's at 6 p.m. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow at 7. We got about, a minute and a half here to burn.
Oh, do you want to say that for us?
We have a song, possibly?
We could play a song.
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got on deck?
Okay. Hey, before we go, I have my buddy Maddox in the studio with me here tonight to watch. He wanted the radio audience to know that he's a very cool guy.
Okay.
Yep.
But he farts.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
I don't know.
God bless. Good work,
Maddox. Who wants to say it? Hold on a second.
Every day.
Every day, baby. There you go.
Welcome to the club,
farts
kid.
Smell very bad, like gas and farts.
Yep. Okay. There you go. I think that the radio audience knows that. Yep.
Maddox, you have a future on this show, I think.
Yeah.
You're right into it.
We were going to talk about that next
week.
You too,
Patty.
Thank you, buddy. See you next week.
Bye.